The bids are in, and cities around Massachusetts and the rest of the country now wait to find out who will advance to the next round in the bidding for the second headquarters that tech and retail giant Amazon wants to open somewhere in the country. The city of Boston this morning is out with its bid, a 218-page document accompanied by two videos showing off the beauty of the city. As expected, the city proposes building the new headquarters at the Suffolk Towns Racetrack in East Boston. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka has read through the bid and is here with us this morning to run it down. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bob.
You're not even squinting after 218 pages.
No.
We've had some hints already, Zeninjor, but what's the main selling point that the city's trying to push out?
Yeah, so the city of Boston is basically banking on its tech talent and educational institutions to lure Amazon here. The bid also, you know, boast a lot about all of the amenities and attractions in Boston. It talks about the history of Boston, the history of invention. But throughout the bid, the city is really touting the area's colleges and universities, as well as its strong labor force and booming tech sector. What's notably missing from the bid is any sort of tax incentives. The city wants to see what Amazon is willing to offer before putting forth any sort of incentive package. It really thinks here that its strength is education and talent, and it's hoping that that will get it through the first round of Amazon's bidding process.
Without tax incentives?
Yes.
All right, Suffolk Towns, the racetrack, still holding a few races now. The owner of Suffolk Towns already has development plans for the property. What is it the city hopes that Amazon will find attractive to that site?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Bob, Suffolk Downs is the centerpiece of the city's bid. And the city really believes that this site can give Amazon everything it needs, that it can be home to an expanding Amazon if it chooses to expand. It also believes that the site offers all of the amenities that Amazon would want. It is already slated for mixed-use development. It's close to two Blue Line T stops, as well as just a few minutes away from the airport. I spoke to John Barrows, the city's chief of economic development, about this, and he says Suffolk Downs gives the city a competitive edge.
It's the perfect site. I'd put it up against any site in the country. It has the capacity to build a 500,000 square feet building by 2019, which Amazon is looking for. It then also has the capacity to build up to 8 million square feet by 2027. It's 4 minutes from the airport.
4 minutes from the airport. An easy commute for Amazon execs flying in and out and the people who are visiting them.
Yeah, an easy commute, Bob. And really here, the city really thinks that Suffolk Downs is its crown jewel in trying to get Amazon to come to town.
All right, higher education, much touted in this bid, as is the thriving tech sector. As I understand it, higher education leaders are joining in the pitch?
Yes, over a dozen local colleges and universities wrote letters of support for Boston's bid. This includes MIT, Harvard, Northeastern, Boston College, Boston University, as well as a number of other local schools. They expressed overwhelming enthusiasm about Amazon possibly coming here, as well as a willingness to partner with Amazon. So, for example, MIT says it's extremely excited about Amazon possibly coming here and notes in its letter that it would like to play a role if that happens. And Northeastern University also emphasized its connections to Amazon. It has a campus in Seattle and said that it looks forward to, you know, helping build that tech talent pipeline into Boston.
Boston's bid, of course, joins others from a bunch of Massachusetts cities. And today, the state of Massachusetts weighs in with some material it's submitting to Amazon. What do we know about that?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, around a dozen or so other communities throughout the state have submitted bids, as you know, Bob. And it's interesting here, Boston is facing competition from elsewhere in the state as well as across the country. But Governor Charlie Baker has said that he wants to offer Amazon a menu of options throughout the state, and he doesn't want to pick winners and losers. But I should say it's really notable that among the letters of support in Boston's bid includes a letter from Governor Baker, which I didn't see in a number of the other bids from the state.
A lot of chatter about this now, but Amazon's not making this decision for a while, right? Next year?
Yeah, that is what's expected next year. So we'll have to wait and see what happens next here in this process and see what kind of information Amazon puts out in the coming weeks.
WBUR is in Injor and Wemeca with our Bostonomics team that covers innovation in the local economy. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.